Epilogue. Early morning. Karelia, Finland. Karonen Farm, north of the village of Pagjavi. December 7th, 1939. A dark green truck screeched to a halt. A man opened the passenger side door from the inside and lowered himself to the ground. Taking a deep breath, he put his hands on his hips and looked around at the scene. Behind him, a squad of soldiers disembarked from the rear of the truck and fanned out to secure the area. The man pulled a cigarette from a silver chrome-plated case he kept in his pocket and lit it with a match. The light from the match revealed three red squares on his collar. The commissar took a deep drag of the cigarette. He savoured the taste of the tobacco and slowly exhaled into the frigid cold. Turning to the driver who had just joined him, he said,
"He was where?"
"The sniper?" the driver asked. The commissar slowly nodded.
"Yes, the sniper. Who else could have lured two of our men to their deaths, stripped them of their gear, and made his way through the countryside to kill two more squads of our men?"
A sergeant ran to the commissar and saluted.
"Report."
The sergeant swallowed nervously.
"Sir, it looks like some kind of fight took place here." "Our, you're a genius. Care to elaborate?"
the commissar snapped back. The sergeant's eyes narrowed.
"Sir, there are two squads of our soldiers here dead. It appears that a squad of riflemen mainly died facing the house, so the Finn must have been holed up there." "What about the mortar squad?" the commissar asked. "That's a separate matter," the sergeant replied.
"How so?" the commissar asked.
"It looks like they were engaged by a separate force. Whatever that force had caused the truck and the mortar rounds they had with them to explode. I'm afraid there isn't much left of the squad. One thing was curious."
"Curious how?" the commissar demanded.
"It appears that the spot of the initial explosion has been filled back in. Why would the Finns do that?" the sergeant asked. The commissar shrugged his shoulders.
"Who knows why these people do what they fucking do? Maybe they had someone to bury. With the soil frozen solid, it would have been the only way. At least we killed one of the fuckers."
"In exchange for 16 of ours," the sergeant replied.
The commissar glared at the sergeant for a moment and then asked,
"What about the house?"
"We found the two riflemen that didn't die with the rest of their squad inside. One had been shot, the other had been stabbed dozens of times."
The sergeant stifled a shiver as he said the last few words and then continued,
"One of them had his pants down around his ankles."
"Which one?" inquired the commissar.
"The one that had been stabbed," the sergeant replied.
"Interesting. Anything else?" the commissar asked.
The sergeant nodded. "There was a pool of blood in the kitchen floor that didn't appear to belong to either of our slain soldiers."
"That's where the Finn buried in the crater must have died."
The commissar paused and looked around at the chaotic scene.
"I bet he was the one out here. The one that destroyed the mortar squad and killed most of the riflemen."
"Who, sir?"
"Hail Karonen," the commissar snapped.
Turning to face the sergeant, his eyes narrowed as he barked.
"Anything else?"
The sergeant's shoulders slumped, and he involuntarily took a step back from this enraged officer.
"Yes, sir. We found a set of tracks at the edge of the clearing over there. They lead into the forest. One of my men followed them for a short time. He said that they turned north about 300 meters into the wood."
"They're making for the Mannerheim line. Call headquarters. We need a dog team to track the bastard, and at least three more squads."
He paused for a moment, put his hands on his hips and took a long look around him at the carnage and added,
"Clearly two squads isn't enough."
"No, sir," the sergeant agreed.
"Prioritize the dogs so we can run the son of a bitch down."
The sergeant turned to leave when the commissar added,
"Oh, and one more thing. Cancel Pekka's execution. He may be of further use to us."
"Yes, sir,"